showing today's daf yomi is Kitin Ayin Zayin, Kitin 77. The Gemara talks about a case where there was a shlimera, a person who was on his deathbed, because of Rikito and Beisayu. He wrote a get to his wife, and he was writing the get on a Friday afternoon, as it was almost Shabbos. But he wasn't able to give her the get before Shabbos happened. Now, why was he writing this get to give to her? So the assumption is that he needs to divorce her because he thought he was about to die, and he doesn't want her to fall to Yibam, in which case she'd have to marry his brother. And who knows where the brother was? The brother could have been on the other side of the world, and then she would have been chained to a dead marriage. She would have been an aguna. And so therefore, he wouldn't have been able to give her the get. So the brother would have done chalitza, but she would have been stuck. So what are we doing to this case? He said, I'm going to give you the get before I die, so you could be free to marry anybody. But the problem was that he didn't have time to give her the get before Shabbos. Now, typically speaking, he wouldn't do a get on Shabbos. And so what was he going to do here? And Rashi understands that the problem is he couldn't pick up the get because the get was muktzah. So they went to Rava, and Rava came up with a solution. Rava said, give her the property in which the get is. Put the get in a specific place. The get was in a courtyard. He said, give her that property. Let her do a proprietary act on the property. So she acquires the property. And while she's acquiring the property, she's acquiring the get. And so therefore, she would be able to be divorced on Shabbos. So this solution of Rava was very creative. And obviously, we wouldn't do this in general. But there was a situation where he didn't want her to be in a guna. And we see that under extreme circumstances, the rabbis do this. Like the case of the Rama. Rama was a rabbi of Krakow in the 1550s. Approximately the 1550s. What happened was there was an orphan girl who needed to get married, and there was a problem with the dowry, and the wedding got delayed, and it was Shabbos. And Rama knew that if he didn't marry, have this girl get married on Shabbos, it would be a disaster. She wouldn't get married. It would be a terrible thing. She would end up never being able to get married. So the Rama took an extreme circumstance, and he officiated at the wedding on Shabbos Kodesh. And even though we don't get married on Shabbos, the Rama did in this specific case. And so we see from here that in extreme circumstances, the rabbis always know that we have to keep on looking to find ways for solutions to help people from avoiding very, very difficult legal situations. And that's how Rama did it in this sugya, and that's how Rama did it in the Krakow in the 1550s.